Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Legislation to force all drinks companies to include health warning labels on bottles of alcohol has been postponed due to the additional costs it would impose on smaller producers. It's a small welcome break for whiskey makers who are facing a perfect storm of falling alcohol consumption among younger people and potentially huge tariffs on the American market. And it comes as Killarney Brewing and Distilling Company heads into liquidation. Ona Cahoin is the director of the Irish Whiskey Association and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind me, what was planned for these labels?
Well, this is part of the Public Health Alcohol Act on the 22nd of May, 2026. Every product, alcoholic beverage sold in Ireland would have to have shown a label.
But what kind of label is it going to say?
It was a health warning label.
That you could get cancer or something?
I think there was quite a stark warning about a link between alcohol and fatal cancers. But I think the main issue that we had, with this was that this was a unilateral move and that this would have entailed quite an additional cost on whiskey producers, for example, on anyone selling in the Irish market, and that this is coming at really at a time that this was not welcome. And as I'm sure you're aware, and I know we've spoken about this before, a number of the members of the Irish Whiskey Association, a number of Irish drinks producers are really focusing, I think, on keeping their heads above water, on maintaining their position in the US market, which has become quite turbulent, and also on market diversification, because I think we've realised now the need to expand and to grow in other markets. But that takes quite a lot of time, quite a lot of money, quite a lot of resources. And this added complication was coming really at a very unwelcome time, I would have to say. And we're very, thankful that the government has kind of seen sense on this and has agreed to postpone it
for a number of years.
For 2 years. I guess the hope that we would have, and this is coming off the back of some of the comments made by government ministers and indeed by the Taoiseach, is that we would see alignment with the EU to avoid a disruption in the single market.
If the EU decides not to impose these health labels, then that would be obviously welcome for your members. And if they do, then at least it's Europe-wide.
Well, I think it's more the latter, Joe, that if we were to move on this, that we do it in concert with our colleagues in Europe and with the other member states of the single market, just to avoid that disruption of the single market. It makes it so much easier for a producer if they can produce pretty much one label that can be sold EU-wide and can do a lot of other markets. When you have to have a
fragmenting,
separate...
Yeah.
Exactly. Any fragmentation is very, very unhelpful.
Now, I mentioned at the start that Killarney Distillery is shutting down. Quite a few others have simply stopped producing. Is the industry in something of a crisis?
I don't think I would describe it as a crisis. And I think if you look at the history of Irish whiskey, it's proved itself to be quite resilient again and again. This year has been unique for a number of reasons, and we can think of one across the Atlantic, and I suppose the changes in the trade policy that have come from that. I think what we're seeing now is that a number of companies are in fact responding, I suppose, to these additional pressures that exist on the marketplace. When you think about it, the US is our biggest market, between 40, 45 to up to even 49% of the whiskey we produce on this island every year is exported to the US. So any change in trade policy in such a market is of course going to have an impact. You mentioned the threat, I suppose, of a high tariff. We're already faced with a 10% tariff when exporting to the US.
But could you live with a 30% tariff?
I think if a 30% tariff were introduced, I think that would put a lot of people under extreme pressure. And as you've mentioned, there's already been some very difficult decisions that have been made. In some cases, you know, some companies have had to cease production, have entered into some sort of, examinership, receivership. Those are all, outcomes that we would wish to avoid. With the 30%, those outcomes become more and more unavoidable. And I think what a lot of companies have managed to do in the US, which can prove itself to be a bit of a fickle market when it comes to the price on shelf. The US consumer is quite price sensitive and has been for a number of years. Inflation still has an impact there. With the 10%, this is causing quite a lot of pain. It's costing quite a lot of money, but the price on shelf in many cases has not moved. with a 30%, I think then
that
becomes
more. Does that mean the producers
more,
are swallowing that? Or does that
of course,
mean
yes,
the
absolutely.
Importers are swallowing it?
No, no, no. This, in often cases, it's the producers, the exporters, as in the Irish whiskey companies who are sending that product across the Atlantic, who have decided to shoulder that cost. And that's, you know, that's taking its toll as well, you know. And this has been going on for quite some time. The 10% tariff has been in force since the 2nd of April. So that is why I suppose we're pushing our both the Irish government and the European Commission and indeed our colleagues in the US to reach a negotiated solution that would be beneficial for all. And look, and I have to say, I have to commend both the Irish government and the European Commission for always working in consultation with those impacted, because that has been really, really helpful, I have to say. And we're hopeful, as long as the negotiations continue, I think we're hopeful. And there was a zero-for-zero tariff arrangement that existed.
That looks very unlikely at the moment.
But it offers the framework, Joe. And I think, look, I think that's understood on both sides of the Atlantic, that this worked for a very long time for both the US and the EU, and that we should return to that positive trading relationship.
How pronounced is the tilt away from drinking alcohol among young people, Gen Zers or millennials?
Look, I think, I mean, that's again a trend that whiskey producers or indeed drinks producers are aware of. I think what you can see, there's a number of different factors in that, and I think we shouldn't just say that there's been a massive swing among that generation either. The trend of premiumization has been is forecast to continue until at least 2028. So that means that people, even though they might decide to drink less, what they do is they drink better. Exactly. And Irish whiskey has benefited long benefited from that. What you're seeing as well is that other people, others are deciding maybe to choose the low and no option. And you can see there's a number of offerings. Now, Irish whiskey can't...
No alcohol.
Of course, Irish whiskey can't avail of that. To call yourself an Irish whiskey, you must have over 40% ABV. But there are a number of different innovations, I think, that you'll see among drinks producers, etc., that do respond, I suppose, to that demand. And I think as long as premiumization continues, and I think we can be confident that it will, Irish whiskey producers have nothing really to worry about in that regard.
Okay. Well, Owen, thank you very much for coming in. That's Owen O'Cahoan, the director of the Irish Whiskey Association.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.